So we have Liza and Shufiwa both in studio for the first time, at least on my show. So today we're going to be talking about note making. For a lot of people I know, they're thinking, guys, note making. Everyone can make notes. But what are the importance of making notes as a student?
Before I answer that, I just want to mention, you know, how students talk about it. It's not about that you can make notes, but are you making effective notes?
Yeah.
So I do agree that a lot of people make notes, but, you know, just maybe thinking about more effective way of making notes so that it could help you in terms of your studies.
Now, I know, it gets to a point where people just like, they say they're taking notes, and then they're just writing everything and anything that they think is important. Mm. How can one identify notes and like relevant notes and just, you know, other additional stuff that just happens to be in there?
Okay, I think just taking it from what Lisa said as a keyword is effective notes. Yeah. So if we think about, we are making effective notes that could help us, whether it's in preparation of the assignment, in understanding the work better, and also in preparation for exam. So one needs to take that into consideration.
Yeah.
So also then, if you are thinking about, I'm making these notes to prepare for exams, because everything is built up into the exams. How do these notes relate to what the lecture have prescribed as the important sections of the study guide or of the prescribed book?
Now, I remember I met a student sometime last year. We were in a class, and then the lecturer was speaking, and he wasn't taking notes. He was just sitting like this. And then when the lecture finished, that's when he starts going back, okay, this was said, and this was said, this was said, and this was said. For some people, it works. For some people, it doesn't. If you compare the taking notes while presentation is still happening and taking notes after presentation, which one is more effective?
I want to give you maybe another example.
Yes.
Somebody is on a tour of Italy.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of sitting and enjoying this tour, they're busy the whole time taking pictures.
Yes.
So with your scenario, it would be that, yes, it would be okay for you to take notes while somebody else is speaking, but not at the expense of really listening to what it is that they're saying.
Yes.
So again, you would need to think about, you know, using more effective ways, like, for example, just noting the keywords, and then afterwards you would go and fill in or expand on those keywords.
Because I think the other problem that people have is multitasking.
Yes.
I can take notes while the lecture is in progress, but I know I'm going to miss a couple of things. And now, when we look at note making for preparing for exams and note making preparing for an assignment, is there much of a difference though?
It's not, but I think one of the things that I just heard from you is that also we need to have an understanding when we make notes. What do we write?
Mm-hmm.
Lisa mentioned that should somebody is presenting something and you want to capture sort of the main idea, so you have to use the keywords.
Yes.
So that's where most of the things you have to write using your own words or your own understanding. The biggest challenge where you could miss everything when somebody is presenting, it's when you want to write word by word.
Yes.
Because then you lose track.
Yeah.
So if, let's say, in the first sentence which Lisa said, one of the most important thing was effective note making.
Mm-hmm.
And then you could then, later on, it could be easier that it's effective note making to help me to prepare for my exam or to help me to prepare for my assignment. That's something that you could do maybe after the lecture or later during the evening when you are reflecting on your day. So even when you are studying, one need to think, okay, I studied this paragraph. So how does this paragraph translate to my notes?
Mm-hmm.
Because if you take word by word, two things happen. Most people said, I get so tired.
Mm-hmm.
And notes take a lot of my time, and then at the end of the day I feel like I've rewritten the prescribed book.
Okay.
Now, and then the person will be questioning that these notes are not effective.
Okay. Now, how does one spot effective note making, or just spot general notes? Because I think a lot of people cannot distinguish, I take this in and I don't take that in. How does one associate the difference between the two?
I think the most important distinction would be is that your notes need to reflect your understanding of the work. So that would be the one thing. The second thing would be in distinguishing between effective and ineffective notes is how they then help you to prepare for assignments and the exams. So, for example, if you are busy reading through your notes and you find that you spend as much time reading through the notes as you spent on reading through the study guides, you are probably making too many notes. So again, you know, you would have a challenge in terms of reflecting how it is that you understood or interpreted the work that you've been busy studying.
And I think the other thing that is important is when we look at the understanding aspect of it, because I know if my notes, I can understand my notes, and if I give my notes to someone else, they won't understand. You find people that come like, "Oh, my friend, you're doing law, right? Like, yeah. Did you do the certain modules? Like, yeah, I did. Can I please have your notes?"
Yes. I'm really glad that you mentioned that, because other person's notes don't reflect your understanding.
Yes.
So it is actually quite difficult to, like, really make useful use of somebody else's notes.
Because there are a couple of initiatives that are out there. What they do is that they take other people's old notes, which these people submit to them, and then they load them, and other students can just come and take the notes.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's why I'm asking. Now, taking another person's notes and trying to claim them as mine, one way or the other, I'm going to lose substance of what is being taught.
Definitely.
I think one, actually, what we are talking about, the value of effective note making.
Yeah.
Because that process, when you are making notes, you are actually also orienting your brain or familiarizing your brain to this new concept. And it has got a role in how you remember things. You know, as you are writing things, whether you use mind maps or any other type of notes, you could actually, when you are writing exam, get a vivid memory or a picture of saying, you know, that word I'm struggling with, it's actually on the second paragraph. And you, in some way, it helps you, because you could remember your handwriting, you can remember how you wrote it. And by putting all this together, it could actually help you to remember those concept or the particular word you are struggling with. So remember, we are not making notes for the sake of just making notes.
Yes.
We are making notes, one, also to help you in understanding as you are making notes, as you are studying, because these notes will also be related to the learning outcome. You will look at the learning outcomes as you read, and then also you make notes. But the first step in making notes is also to sort of orientate your brains to say, these are the concept in criminal procedure law.
Now, I think with a lot of people, the one mistake they make for taking notes is that they immediately come to the conclusion that, look, making notes is the summarized version of the work. Now, the reason why I'm saying is that it's a misconception. It doesn't mean after you make notes, you're not supposed to go back and get everything more thoroughly, because you find students that actually take down notes and never touch the book again. And when things go bad after the exam, the turn is like, "Ah, no, me and the subject are not corresponding." Now, what are the benefits of making notes rather than just taking the whole book and saying, "Okay, fine, I'm going to start at chapter 1 and then I'll finish at chapter 15.
Look, I think it's related to what Chipiwa mentioned now, is that you are trying to almost train your brain to remember this information and to really make sense of it, and also think about, you know, how you could possibly apply this information. So when you you know, for example, just make notes once, and then maybe before the exams, you'll go back and you just read those notes. They wouldn't reflect a full understanding of the study material. So whatever note-making system you use needs to be kind of flexible, that as you are working through your study material, as you get feedback from the lecturers about the assignments, or as you speak to tutors or fellow students, you could go back and you could actually add information to your notes. So you're kind of building your knowledge base the whole time. Maybe you read something interesting on the internet or in a newspaper or something that relates to your study, so you go back and you incorporate that into your notes.
Now, will it be effective as a student that I take it upon myself to actually go and make notes before I walk into a lecture room, and then after compare my notes and the lecturer's lecture?
It could actually be quite effective because, one, you have made an attempt to already orientate your brain to what you are going to do in the lecture. So when the lecture actually present, it's actually a repetition for you, which helps you also with more understanding, clarifying where you don't understand, but also with your memory, because it's like reinforcing. And remember, one of the things with making notes, it's like making practice. You have to sort of ingrain this concept, because most of the things we are not familiar with, so we need to have building blocks until we get to the stage where we are confident that we understand this concept. But also, making notes is a very engaging process. You are reading something, but you also need to think about, how does this apply to me? What are the example? Does this one fit so well? You get what I'm saying? So you are talking, maybe you are studying media law, and they said, no, in media law, the accused rights must be protected as a media. Could you relate to something that is happening in South Africa? You know? And because when you do that, you are also making it quite practical. Remember that all these things, they are building into you as an expertise or a professional. So these notes, can you make notes that one day you are at work, you think about something, if it's possible, you can say, actually, if I can just go and revise my notes of media law, I will get this thing right. But you see, the purpose of making notes, in summary, is that to help you get a better understanding, to be confident. Last year, I wrote an article about learning style, and it had to relate to making notes. And they realized that people who don't make notes, they tend to be anxious more, because they are not quite confident, they don't have a way to relate to their concept. And there were a number of interesting things that were quite positive linked to making effective notes.
Now, besides the concept of making effective notes, how does one go about making notes? And when I say what, like looking at the effectiveness, how does one compile notes broader than the effectiveness of them? Like, in the sense of, if I'm doing media law and there's a module that I'm doing, and in one of the chapters, when we look at fundamental rights, though I know that my note making has to be effective, what are the styles that I can use to help me make it effective?
I think one of the things that I'd like to mention is that as UNISA students, we are quite fortunate in terms of how the study material is structured. So your learning outcomes immediately give you a clue as to what are the things that are viewed as core in terms of this curriculum. So any note-making method, whether you use mind maps, for example, or whether you use something we call a question and answer system, we can talk about that briefly, you will start with your learning outcomes. So those learning outcomes will help you then to focus on, these are the things that I need to take care of in terms of my understanding, and then also to note those things.
All right. We almost reached our 30-minute mark. Is there anything that you guys would like to, give out to our listeners, especially the students, on how effective note making is?
I think for me, one of the most important thing, instead, people always look at time.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, I spend so much time if I'm making notes, but the most important fundamental question you need to ask yourself is that if you rush through this book, what can you remember at the end? Because it's quite nice reading a book like a magazine.
Yes.
But later on in the evening, you think, what have I done during the day? But should you have made notes, there will be like 1% which remains that you could remember and all that. And also to think about towards the exam when you are under pressure, what do you have to quickly go through your work with a very limited time, but that could help you to go to exam and do very well.
Just to emphasize that, you know, because we learn differently,
yes.
We also could benefit from using different note-making styles. So if you would want to explore different ways of making notes, there's quite a number of resources available on the counseling website.
Mm-hmm.
That students could go and view and experiment, you know, see which method works best for you, but then also be flexible in terms of maybe this method doesn't work that well for this particular module, and then be willing to try out new ways.